Blog Talk Radio.
Only for the new life. Yo, it's amazing what 365 days can do for you. This time last year, that was like, talking about cutting budgets and shit. I dropped the biggest record of my career. Yeah. Being the partner with Jay-Z. Shout out to Tata, what's up? Remember what it do? This is, gotta pick them wisely. Gotta choose them carefully. Got bitches I know that would dirt for me. Got bitches I know that don't care for me. Could've went on tour with your favorite rap and declined. Why? I'm trying to break CMG. So said I'm doing mine. It's CM9, CMA, folks have been the last street. Call me back. So they miss that old guy, that old G's, old Boosie. That was real rap. In New York with three bangers. Did Jimmy Fallon with Megan Trainor. I guess success won't taint them. Guess the money can't change them. This is homie on probation. Took him up to Rock Nation, let him meet Jay, told him be patient. Decisions. And lil' homie really got it. Try to tell him where to turn, he ain't learned. Lil' homie caught about it.
9 times 9 is 81. I'm a 80s baby, born in 81. From a family full of hustle, youngest son. They say get that money, show him how it's done. They say 9 times 9 is 81. I'm a 80s baby, born in 81.
From the
they say get that money, show them how it's done. They say get that money, show them how it's done.
Trigger finger, trigger hand, and trigger toe. A two gun me up, me bust them in a stereo. Cause
them take you like who them to boat. So we'll be waiting there, we are shout. So we'll be waiting there. Being on pure meditation without a doubt. Don't make them take you like who them to boat. So we'll be waiting there, we are shout. So we'll be waiting there. Got to keep on walking on the road to Zion.
Beings like ghosts and zombies. President Mugabe holding guns to innocent bodies in Zimbabwe. They make John Pope seem godly, sacrilegious and blasphemous. In my lifetime, I look back at past I was, where savages fought and pastors taught. Prostitutes starving high heel boots and badges scream at young black children. Stop or I will shoot. I look back and cook crack, plus cars that pass by, Jaguars, mad flies, and I'm guilty for materialism. Blacks are still up in the prison, trust that, so save me your sorries. I'm raising an army, revolutionary warfare with Damian Marley. We sparking the irons, marching the Zion. You know how Nas be, and why state of mind I'm
in this world of calamity, dirty looks and grudges and jealousy. And police way abuse their majority. Media guns when I know about variety. Single parents that need some charity. Youth that need some love and prosperity. Instead of broken dreams and tragedy. By any plan and any means and strategy. Say, I got to keep on walking on the road to Zion. Hey, we got to keep it burning. Dirty looks and grudges and jealousy. And police way abuse their majority. Media clowns when I know about variety. Single parents that need some charity. Youth that need some love and prosperity. Instead of broken dreams and tragedy. By any plan and any means and strategy. Instead of broken dreams and tragedy. You should need some love and prosperity. Instead of broken dreams and tragedy. Why are you planning an enemy and any strategy? Hey, say, you got to keep on walking on the road to Zion, man.
Peace to the gods. Peace to the gods. Hello, world. How are you guys doing today, man?
Peace, peace.
Hello? Are you in the chat?
Peace to the gods. Peace to the gods. Jay Rock, what's going on, brother?
Oh, man, you know, just enjoying the wonderful, pleasant day. And, you know, just was out enjoying the weather, seeing my boys, you know, out playing a little basketball. You know, they had a little practice today. So, yeah, man, we was out chilling, man. Out chilling,
what's
man. It's a beautiful day. How about yourself, man? How's everything on your end?
Hey, everything on my end is pleasant and beautiful, man. Pleasant and beautiful. Everything looking great. The weather on this side, as far like when the sun out, it was hot. It was cool. But now it's kind of cold outside because I'm outside right now just chilling, you know, getting my little oxygen, like fresh air. Yeah.
Oh, okay. Okay. It says a little chilly out there now, huh? Yeah.
Yes, sir.
Yeah. That's what's up, man. We able to enjoy this weather, man. I'm glad, man. I'm glad to still be here alive and breathing, man. Yeah, but as you guys know, today is Knowledgeable Sunday, and we couldn't end the day without actually bringing you some type of knowledge to actually go with. You know, man, this pollen that's actually out right now, man. It bothers you, man. Shoot, I'm talking about the pollen is everywhere, man, and it it makes my eyes real itchy and watery, you know. And with me traveling everywhere, man, it does it no matter where I'm at. You know, I can be out there in man, your hometown, and then I could be in Texas. I could be, yeah, I could be anywhere, man. That pollen is
traveling.
Yeah, it becomes a real problem, man. Yeah, but it's Knowledgeable Sunday, and for those of you guys that are in the and you want to get online with us, you want to call in. The call in number is 563-999-3670. Again, it is 563-999-3670. You can, man, call in and man, give us a chat, man. But so today we are actually going over a few definitions again, kind of getting you guys familiar with some of the words that are being used in the judicial system or the court systems, whichever you prefer to call it. Today, Columbus, let's put a few words into the private chat. And again, if you want to be a part of our private chat, please send us an email at fortheloveofcommerce@gmail.com, and we will gladly tell you how to how you can get added to the chat. All right, you know, we don't want to waste any time. You know, man, we want to bring you this teaching and man, finish out with today. So let's jump right into it. We're gonna go to the private chat and start with the first word that is in the private chat, and that is judicial. Okay, judicial. And we will go to the etymology definition of judicial. And it says judicial, adjective, late 14th century, of or pertaining to a judge, pertaining to the administration of justice, from Latin, judicalis, for belonging to a court of justice, from judicarium, judgment, decision of a court of justice. Also, the court itself, from judex, a judge, a compound of us, right, law, a root of decree, to say, from pyrut, delk, to show. Also pronounced formally, related judicially. Okay, and then it says we're going to scroll down, and it says judicial, adjective, decree, or proceeding from a court of justice, belonging or appropriate to the office of a judge, relating to the administration of justice or the function of a judge. Expression, careful judgment, a biograph, appreciative and yet judicial in purpose. Taylor Dennett. All right. And judicial is just basically, it's pertaining to a judge. All right. And decree by or proceeding from a court of justice. So we want you to get the understanding of the word judicial. all right, belonging or appropriate to the office of a judge. So when you see this word, you understand that it is actually pertaining to a form of a judge, all right, relating to administration of justice or the function of a judge. Okay? You know, I want you guys to understand that, you know, this word right here, whenever you see judicial, that you understand that it is pertaining somewhat to, not somewhat, it is pertaining to a judge. All right? So don't allow it to confuse you. Don't allow people to confuse you. All right? All right. Well, let's go back into the private chat and go to the next word. And we have notice.
All right.
Good word. Uh-huh. Go ahead, Kalam.
Yeah. So also, I just wanted to touch upon one quick definition. I'll have to cut you off.
Go ahead.
If we was to go back to it, actually says judicial, and you see where it says, it looks like a hyperlink, and it's like red, and it says just, adjective, and it says compound of ius or us, right law, and it says seek just, adjective, and I just want to go into just. Real, like, just real quick, because this is a judicial. Like, what? Why do they have this hyperlink in judicial? So we just go ahead and click just, and it says just, adjective, late 14th century, morally upright, righteous in the eyes of God. Now chiefly as a biblical archaism, OED. Also equitable, fair, impartial in one's dealings, also fitting, proper, conforming to standards or rules, also justifiable, reasonable, from all friends, just, righteous, sincere, 12th century, and directly from Latin, istus. Upright, righteous, equitable, in accordance with law, lawful, true, proper, perfect, source also of Spanish and Portuguese, justo, Italian, gesto, from ius, a right, especially legal right, law, see jurist, from Latin, ius, also come English, jury, noun, injury, etc. And then we, you know, and that's all I want to touch on. It has a lot of deeper information in there, but just to touch up on it just a little bit to see it, because if there's more, you know, we talk about morals a lot, right? That we don't like people, I'm not going to say we don't like, but we don't let people around us who is not morally upright.
Right.
We don't have any good morals. So, That's what justice, you know, morally upright, righteous in the eyes of God, in the eyes of God. So, and that's why when you go into the court system too, they make you swear, and they make you put your hand up. They used to use the Bible. I don't see it too much right now, but in some instances they may use the Bible, you know, and
right,
you know, they want to make sure that you're righteous in the eyes of God. But you can go. You can carry on, God. That's all I wanted to input in there.
Oh, no doubt. But yeah, you're right, man. They used to make you put your hand on the Bible, but since I've been going to a lot of these different court proceedings, I haven't even seen the Bible inside of the courtroom, man. That is crazy, you know. So. Man, they want you to just, like you say, just swear and put your hand up, and they want you to swear. And if anybody read the Bible, like I used to read the Bible a lot, man, it tells you not to swear. So, but yeah, most definitely, man. All right, Well, we're going to go back to the chat. You know, the next definition would be notice. And I'm interested to know the definition of notice, because I actually have received a notice that, man, I actually sent back to the officials where I have received the notice from. All right? And again, let's make this statement clear, that we are not giving legal advice, you know, and if you are seeking legal advice, we ask that you consult an attorney. All right?
We never give legal advice. We never practice attorneys. And like J-Rock just said, you go ahead and you go and seek one of those people if that's what you're looking for.
Facts. All right. And it says, notice, now, early 15th century, information, knowledge, intelligence, from old French notice, 14th century, and directly from Latin notia, a being known, celebrity, fame, knowledge, from notus, known, past particles of come to know, get acquainted with, from pi, geno, skull, a suffix from of pi root, geno, to know. Sense of, former statement conveying information or warning, is a test from 1590s, meaning heed, regard, cognizance, 1890s, meaning a sign given information, is from 1805, meaning reading, remarks or comments, especially on a new book or play, is by 1835. And then we have notice of verb as well. Early 15th century, to notify, give notice of, a sense of obsolete, since 17th century, from notice. Now, the sense of, to point out, refer to, remark upon, is from 1620s, the meaning to take notice of, perceive, become aware of, is attested by 1757, but it was long execrated by purists in England, as an Americanism, also occasionally as a Scottishism, but not being clearly distinguished. Ben Franklin noted it as one of the words, along with verbal use of progress and advocate, that seemed to him to have become popular in America while he was absent in France during the Revolution. Related, noticed, noticing. All right. And then down below, we have notice, a noun, an announcement containing information about an event, the act of noticing or paying attention, a request for payment, advance notification, usually written, of from an argument of contract, okay? Advancement notice, usually written, of the intention to withdraw from an arrangement of contract. Okay, I like that one. Okay, notice now, a sign posted in a public space as advertisement, polite or favorable attention, a short critical review, notice, verb, discover or determine the existence, presence, or fact of. All right, notice or proceed, make or write a comment on, express recognition of the presence or existence of or acquaintance with. All right. Yeah, so a notice, again, is an announcement containing information about an event. The notice that I received was that I needed to actually come in and sign paper. I don't indulge in any kind of contracts. You know, I don't anything. I pay attention to a lot of things that I have to sign my name on now, since I noticed that my name is what holds the power. So giving a notice does not mean that you have to actually do something. It's just, again, it is an announcement containing information about an event. And that's basically what I had. It was a notice that you know, they wanted me to come to check out an event. And so, you know, but I also sent back this information. And we're going to go over some of the rules when it comes to getting certain notices or a notice that you receive, whether it's from debt collectors, whether it's from court officials. We're gonna find time to on the shows coming up to be able to talk about that. All right. And so,
right.
Again, it's to notify, to give notice of, and then it's information, knowledge, intelligence. Okay, and so.
And it also, not to cut you off, but and it says a sense of formal statement conveying information. So it could be, like you said, informational. And then it says, or a warning. So you can also use a notice for a warning. So you can either inform, or you can just warn them through a notice, or give a warning through a notice.
Facts. So, again, man, we wanted to give you the understanding of the things that you do not understand, okay? All right, diving back into the chat, you know, we're going to go to the word judicial notice. And this is the judicial notice of the Cornell Law, all right? And it says judicial notice. Judicial notice is used by court when it declares a fact presented as evidence as true without a formal presentation of evidence. A court can take judicial notice of indisputable.
Indisputable.
Oh, sorry. Yeah. Indisputable facts. If a court takes judicial notice of an indisputable fact in a civil case, the fact is considered conclusive. Again, judicial notice is used by a court when it declares a fact presented as evidence as true without a formal presentation of evidence. A court can take judicial notice of a disputable fact. If a court takes judicial notice of an indisputable fact,
yes, sir.
In a civil case, the fact is considered conclusive. What were you about to say, Kalon?
Nothing. I was just agreeing. And also, I know I'm not sure how much time you got on the clock, but I know you're about to go into a break. You know, I'll still be listening in, but
okay.
Yeah, I'll still be listening in. But if you can go over that, the Wikipedia thing that I told you about.
Okay, for sure. Yeah, man,
yes,
we're going to go ahead and go into the break. I know you out doing a little commerce, so,
yes,
you know, man, we'll definitely have you on the line, man. And, man, we'll get back to this and out right after these messages, man. We'll be right back.
All right, peace to God.
Peace to the gods.
Only for the new life. Yo, it's amazing what 365 days can do for you. Time last shit, that was like, talking about cutting budgets and shit. I dropped the biggest record of my career. Yeah. Being the partner with Jay-Z. Shout out to Tata, what's up? Tell me what it do. This is, gotta pick them wisely. Gotta choose them carefully. Got bitches I know that would dirt for me. Got bitches I know that don't care for me. Could've went on tour with your favorite rap and declined. Why? I'm trying to break CMG. So said I'm doing mine. They CM9, CMA, folks been the last streets. Call me back. So they miss that old guy, that old G's, that old Boosie. That was real rap. In New York with three bangers. Did Jimmy Fallon with Megan Trainor. I guess success won't taint them. Guess the money can't change them. Decision. Homie on probation. Took him up to Rock Nation, let him meet Jay, told him be patient. Decision. And lil' homie really got it. Try to tell him where to turn, he ain't learned. Lil' homie caught a body.
9 times 9 is 81. I'm an 80s baby, born in 81. From a family full of hustle, youngest son. They say get that money, show him how it's done. They say 9 times 9 is 81. I'm an 80s baby, born in 81.
From the crack,
they say get that money, show 'em how it's done.
I am.
They say get that money, show 'em how it's done.
How it's done.
Got it, how it's done.
How it's done.
My career and I can feel the pressure, gotta follow up. Same time I can feel the feds getting close and lock it up. Decision. Closest partners they in prison. Never want to be the biggest. I just want to be the realest.
I pay 6 figures a year for a hitter.
Not cause he a goon, he my
little nigga.
He got the city divided, yeah. Bring it together, I tried it, yeah. Some little niggas I tried it. I am the king, your highness.
Yeah.
You want a problem for finding.
Yeah.
I was too busy getting too many million right now. Be perfect timing. Let them little say that what they do the best. I don't be tripping at all. Whatever come with it, I'm with it. Little, I swear I'm good for it all.
9 times 9 is 81.
Woo.
I'm an 80s baby, born in 81.
From the crack.
From a family full of hustles, youngest son. They say get that money, show 'em how it's done.
I'ma tell you. gonna tell you this right now. If you woke up this morning, nigga, you winning.
For real.
Yeah. I got a big amount. I took a different route. I am the pick or the little. I was a juvie, it gave me community, I had to pick up some little. I want to ease it, please do not tease me, I want my ease to journal. This is the season, I got the season, don't make me sprinkle you niggas. I got my reason, you want to please me, send me the pussy, not pictures. Met her this week and fuck her this evening, she turn a freak on the liquor. Yeah, I am a boss on these bitches, yeah, I post a boss on these bitches, yeah, I have no thoughts on these bitches, yeah, rocked up across on these bitches, yeah, deal it departed, y'all is the day, on some Prince shit, you know what they say. Me and my safe got a friendship, 10 on me, thin weight, flip weight, getting paid, getting late. Bitch made, took off 6 days, 6 tray, 6-4, bounce, bitch, bounce. Hood nigga, favorite spot was the Whopper House, patty melt with the hash brown, trying to board all the pat downs, trying to board all the lane hole, weirdos in the background, blackout when I back out. Blow the horn for a pedestrian, short a ride like an equestrian. I bought the dress that she in, red bottoms in his and hers. Got a rollie in his and hers, got a car in his and hers. Walk in the zoo and say pick a fur, last night was a blur to me. This morning I had two with me, I don't know what to do with me. Going ape like the zoo with me, got a tool with a screw missing. Two girls in the pool kissing, everywhere I go to ride with me. Cutting niggas acting too fishy,
Fuck y'all niggas on, man. Duffel bag forever. Just left V Live. Atlanta could never die long as Tid alive.
Yeah.
Look, I got a big amount. I think I'm the biggest out. Got hits and I ain't even put them out. Lit and you can't even put it out. Got the Billboard melodies. Rapping something I do on the side. Crossed over to the other side. And I didn't even have to die. Got the money and I never show it. Let a nigga try and play heroic. Michael Jackson talking to me in my dreams, and he say you bad and you know it. Better Shimon on my check then. I'm a J Prince investment. Niggas love to talk reckless. Then see me like best friends. Got the same color FN. And I never seen the inside of a Marriott or a West End. 5 stars, nothing less than. Fuck niggas on your payroll. And you let them know the safe code. And you knew them for a month though. But you call them niggas big bro. You can move in and hit hills and we still don't live by the same code. I'm respected everywhere I go. Nigga long live bankroll. Skip the rainbow, funny style shit and straight to the pot of gold. Somebody, everybody know. Sings God with the God flow.
To the gods, peace to the gods, man. We are back, we are back, we are back. And so earlier, not too long before the break, we went over the word judicial. We also went over the word notice. All right. And so what we like to do is we like to break the words down so that you get a clear understanding of actually what is being said. And then what you are dealing with, okay? And so we also went over the Cornell Law definition of judicial notice, okay? Now what we plan to do is, and you know, Cologne is out doing commerce, so I'll be doing this by myself, and so man, he's still on the line listening, but. You know, man, we like to keep the show rolling. So let's go to Wikipedia. Let's go back to the private chat. And for those of you who are in the group chat online and you want to call in, the call-in number is 563-999-3670. Again, it's 563-999-3670. Press 1 if you want to get inside the chat, man. All right. So let's go back to the private chat, man, and we're going to go to Wikipedia version of judicial notice. And it says judicial notice is a rule in the law of evidence that allows a fact to be introduced into evidence. If the truth of the fact is so notorious or well known, or is so authoritatively attested, that it cannot reasonably be doubted. This is done upon the request of the party seeking to rely on the facts at issue. Facts and materials admitted under judicial notice are accepted without being formally introduced by a witness or other rule of evidence, and they are even admitted if the party wishes to plead evidence to the contrary. Judicial notice is frequently used for the simplest, most obvious common sense facts, such as which day of the week corresponded to a particular calendar date or the approximate time at sunset. However, it could even be used within one state to notice a law of another state, such as one which provides average baselines for motor vehicle stopping distance. Okay, and then it's a judicial notice in the United States. Let's read that definition. Judicial notice in the Federal Rules of Evidence in the United States, Article 2 of the Federal Rules of Evidence, FREE, addresses judicial notice in federal courts. And this article is widely copied by U.S. States Article 2 of the FRE, consists of a single rule, Rule 201. FRE 201 covers judicial notice of adjudicative facts, which are those concerning the parties to a proceeding, but not of legislative facts, which are general. FRE 201B permits judges to take judicial notice of two categories of facts. Okay, and one, those are generally known within the territorial jurisdiction of the trial court, e.g., location of streets within the court's jurisdiction, or number two, those that are capable of accurate and ready determination by resort to sources whose accuracy cannot reasonably be questioned, e.g., the day of the week on a certain date. FRE 201C notes that judicial notice may be permissive or mandatory. Under the wording of the rule, judicial notice is permissive if the court takes such notice on its own, but mandatory if a party requests it, and the court is supplied with the necessary information. Courts have ruled that judicial notice must be taken or federal public laws and treaties, state police laws, and official regulations of both federal and local government agencies. A trial court decision to take judicial notice or not to do so is reviewed on appeal under the standard of abuse of discretion. Okay? And I like how it brings in the rule and the law of evidence. So I want you guys to remember that that taking judicial notice, that, you know, it's basically like having it is a rule in the law of evidence that allows a fact to be introduced into evidence if the truth of the fact is so notorious or well known or so authoritatively attested. okay, that it cannot reasonably be doubted. So you want to know that taking judicial notice, you might tell a judge, take judicial notice of this fact. You know, you're not telling them that, you know, you got to understand, and inside court, the paper that you send in is court. That's what they want to see. But your paperwork is the court, and the building is where they hold the proceedings. Okay? Then it goes on and says, judicial notice and the burden of proof, FRE 201L, establishes that the effect of the court taking judicial notice is different in civil and criminal trials. In a civil trial, the fact taken notice of is thereby conclusively proved. In a criminal case, the defendant has the right to contest every fact that might tend to incriminate him. Therefore, the court taking judicial notice would simply allow the jury to make the finding that the court took notice of, but would not require this outcome and would not prevent the defense from presenting evidence to rebut the notice fact. All right? And so you always want to remember to rebut anything. I was taught to always rebut. If you don't, if it's not a true fact, rebut it. Rebut it, because if not, then that affidavit that they put in is always going to seem as true facts because you did not rebut it, okay? And then it says judicial notice in foreign affairs. Legal disputes about foreign affairs are generally settled by judicial notice by obtaining the information directly from the Office of the Secretary of State in the United States. For example, if a litigant in an extradition hearing attempts to argue that Israel was not a sovereign state, a statement from the Secretary of State that the U.S. recognized Israel as a sovereign state would settle the issue, and no evidence could be led to the contrary. In the United Kingdom, similar results could be had to information from the foreign secretary. So you see this? This tells you, like, someone else can say that this is not true. But if you have facts, you would bring it in and you would put that in the case. And your case, your document from the let's say from the Library of Congress, like a lot of us try to do, we try to get certified copies to put inside of our case to state that, hey, look, we want you to take judicial notice that this right here is the facts. This is the facts, okay? And then it says, recently, Court of Appeals decisions regarding the legal rights of detainees of Guantanamo Bay took judicial notice, citation needed, of Cuba having no sovereignty over the U.S. naval base and the location, despite claims of the United States government that it was Cuban territory and not subject to the application of the United States law. Okay? And then federal courts and the courts of most jurisdictions have determined that matters of foreign law are subject to permissive judicial notice. All right? And then it says official notice. During the prosecution phase of U.S. Patent application, a similar concept to judicial notice is applied by patent examiners, but the process is referred to as taking official notice. In a typical patent claim rejection, the examiner has to present prima facie evidence from the prior art, usually painted documents or other printed publications, that the subject matter of a rejected claim was known or would have been obvious prior to the application for patent by the inventor. However, examiners may officially notice facts that are capable of instinct and unreasonable discrimination as being well-known patent applicants are, patent applicants are then allowed to traverse the official notice given by an examiner, in which case the examiner must present an inventory, evidentiary document to prove the fact or limitation is well known. Historical examples. In the 1858 murder trial of William Armstrong, his attorney, then former Congress Abraham Lincoln, used judicial notice to establish that a claim by a witness to have used moonlight to see events could not have taken place since there was no visible moon that evening. This led to Armstrong's acquittal. In the 1934 United States Supreme Court case, Home Building and Loan Associations versus Blaisdell, Chief Justice Charles Evan Hughes took judicial notice of the economic conditions of the Great Depression to help conclude that a state of an emergency existed, and thus the state of Minnesota could properly impose on the contracts made by private persons to promote a board's social interest. Specifically, the court upheld a Minnesota statute preventing loan companies from foreclosing on homes before 1935, despite mortgage agreements allowing companies the right to do so. In the 1881 case of Melstone versus Institute for Historical Review, the Superior Court of Los Angeles County took judicial notice of the fact that Jews were gassed to death at the exquisite concentration camp in Portland during the summer of 1944. Okay, and then it reached judicial notice in Australia. In Australia, judicial notice may be taken of facts that are not reasonably open to question. This may include, for example, the location of well-known geographical features. However, both parties must be given notice of the judicial officer's intention to rely upon the information. Okay, and then judicial notice in Canada. It says, besides the categories of judicially noticed facts found in common law jurisdictions, the Supreme Court of Canada has required Canadians courts to take judicial notice of such facts as the history of colonialism in Canada and its harmful effects on Indigenous peoples. To be clear, courts must take judicial notice of such matters as the history of colonialism, displacement, and residential schools, and how that history continues to translate into lower educational attainment, lower income, higher employment, higher rates of substance abuse and suicide, and, of course, higher levels of incarceration for Aboriginal peoples. some judges have taken a similar approach to the history of racism against other ethnic groups in Canada, such as African Canadians, concerning whom Justice Nakate Stewart of the Ontario Superior Court of Justice wrote, "I find that for African Canadians, the time has come where I, as a sentencing judge, must take judicial notice of such matters as the history of colonialism in Canada and elsewhere, slavery, policies, and practices of segregation, intergenerational trauma, and racism, both overt and systematic, as they relate to African Canadians, and how that has translated into socioeconomic ills and higher levels of incarceration. However, some other judges have declined to follow this approach." And then below, it tells you that you have different references that you could go and check out: the United States novel, Adversary, Tables of Speed, Codes of Virginia, Tables of Speed and Stopping Distance, Judicial Notice of Adjudicated Facts, Archives from the Originals on 2010. And then it says, Adjudicated Facts, Carnell Law Retrieved. It's just a bunch of different references that you guys can actually get into yourself and kind of check it out. Again, you know, if you want to get a part of this private chat, man, feel free to email us at fortheloveofcommerce@gmail.com, and we will definitely put you inside our private chat, where you'll have access to all of the hottest topics that we've been over and been going over. And I hope that today was an excellent topic for you guys, and I hope that you guys actually learn something from what me and Kalon were teaching today. We basically went over judicial notice, and you know, you want to be able to know when you're inside these courtrooms how to make a judge take judicial notice. Okay? And again, like I say, I hope this was pretty helpful. We don't have anybody today with their hands up. And I do appreciate all our listeners that are listening in and checking out the show. Man, spread the word, man, for the love of commerce. Spread the word. And, man, we will be back this Tuesday for Health Tuesday. We're going to bring you some heat for your health, because I want you guys to remember that health is wealth. But without good health, you'll never be able to enjoy your wealth. Man, and this will conclude the end of the show. And again, let's remember, man, we are not attorneys, so we do not give out legal advice. And if you are seeking for legal advice, we ask that you guys seek an attorney. And, you know, this will conclude the show, man. Peace to the gods. Peace to the gods.
While I'm living, thanks I'll be giving the Most High. I'm a living while I'm living, to the Father I will pray. Only Him know how we get through every day. Only I can the price, I'm a live with your people. While our leaders play, all I see, people are ripping around, all are grave. never love it, it's safe with long bag. No love on the people who are suffering bad. Another toll to the soul, may God help us all. What is to stop the youth from getting out of control? Full up our education, yet no own a payroll. The clothes from me back have countless eyes old. Could go on and on, the fool has never been sold. I'm a living while I'm living, to the Father I will pray. Only him know how we get through. Every day with only I give the price. I'm a living happy pay. While our leaders play, me say who can afford to run will run. But what about those who came? They will have to stay. Opportunity has scarce commodity. In this time I say, when mama spend a lot, I send you the class. Never you ever play. It's a competitive world for low budget people. Spending the time while earning a nickel, with no regard to who it may tickle. My cup is full to the brim. I could go on and on, the fool has never been full.
So this life is getting a job. Most of us now got to survive. Some way, somehow.
I could go on and on, the full of life I've been told. I'm a living while I'm living, to the Father I will pray. Only him know how we get through. Every day with only I is the price. I'm a living happy pay. While our leaders play, all I see, people are ripping and rob, all are gribe. Never love it, it ain't with long back. No love for the people who are suffering real bad. Another toast to the fold, may God help the soul. What is to stop the youth from getting out of control? Full up of education, yet no own a payroll. The clothes by your back have countless eyeballs. Who go on and on, the fool has never been sold. I'm a living while I'm living, to the Father I will pray. Only him know how we get through. Every day, only I give the price. I'm a living happy pay. While our leaders play, they say who can afford to run will run. But what about those who can? They will have to stay. Opportunity has scarce commodity. In this time I say, when mama spend her last, I send you go class. Never you ever play. It's a competitive world for love for Jeff people. Spending the time while earning a nickel, with no regard for who it may tickle. My cup is full to the brim. I could go on and on, the fool has never been so. Could go on and on, the fool has never been so. Could go on and on, the fool has never been so. Could go on and on, the fool has never been so.